Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. Any life updates?
Well, did I talk about my ear problems last week?
I don't know.
I don't think I did. So I got sick like over a month ago now. And like a week after I had been feeling sick, I lost my hearing in one of my ears. Mm-hmm. And it literally just sounds like I'm underwater at all times. And when I go to the gym, I can like literally when my heart rate raises, I can like hear it in my head. And like when I lay down to go to sleep at night, all I hear is my heartbeat. And it's truly driving me insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Is that common to lose your hearing from I don't know. It's like everything's attached.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't think it was until I posted about it on my Instagram and everyone was like, this is what happened to me when I got COVID. Like everyone was saying when I got COVID and I didn't get tested for COVID. So I was like, maybe I had COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they like can really do much for that anyway, but yeah, it's been super annoying. So still dealing with that. All of them said it didn't get better till they went to the ENT mm-hmm. for the most part. A couple people said it took about a month to get better. Everybody else said they had to go to the ENT and like they prescribed them a steroid that works like for your inner ear.
Okay.
And it was like the only thing that worked. So it's just annoying because now I have to go to like my primary care and have an appointment with them and then get a referral and then go. I'm just like, mm-hmm. and it doesn't like hurt. It's just like very, just like aggravating.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm trying to think what else, if I have another weekly update aside from that, but I don't think I do. We're just pretty much planning for our March and April birthdays that we have in this family.
Mm-hmm.
So doing, you know, just all the prep for that.
I know. It's funny because your family, well, Vince is winter, but yeah. Everyone else is spring.
Yeah.
And not to mention you and Kale have the same birthday. So
yeah, so fun.
Yeah. So, you know, two in the same day.
Yeah.
But my family, there's one in each season. So it's like spread out. Yeah.
You're right.
I'm winter. David is spring. Ivy is summer. And Rowan is fall. So
wow. How perfect.
It's like super spread out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah. But you have to like whip out all the birthdays.
Yeah. And honestly, it's probably, I mean, maybe it's like inconvenient for you, but it's like kind of nice that yours is the one that's in winter and after Christmas. Cause it's hard with like kids and you're like, what the freak do I buy you?
Oh yeah. No.
Even with Kale, I'm like, dude, it's too close to Christmas. Like you just got a bunch of shit. And now I got to buy you more shit. Like,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Rowan is the harder one because she's right before, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm always just like, you just had a birthday.
Yeah.
What do you need for Christmas?
Need?
But I mean, I can always find things to
figure
buy
it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What's your weekly update?
Not too much. I just came from a vision board night that my friend Elisa hosted.
Oh, yeah. Elisa, she was the one on the podcast. When was she on? I don't know, a few months ago.
Yeah. I don't know, like probably back in the summer or something. Yeah. But she hosted a vision board night and it was really fun. I haven't made a vision board in like 10 years. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a vision board?
Not since Young Women's.
I know. Seriously, it's been so long. I'm like,
it's been a long
time. How long has it been? But it was fun. I don't know. I came very prepared. I printed out all my own images. I mean, she had like a million magazines and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I just... That's just who I am.
Yeah, you had a true vision.
Yeah, I had a true vision.
True idea in mind. Well, yeah. You should have brought it in so I could see it.
Oh, yeah.
Should have done a reveal.
Yeah, yeah. Do a reveal on the pod. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, no. But yeah, that's all. That's all.
Yeah, I've that's
been
fun.
Up to. Yeah. It's been a long weekend. David had drill, so.
So did Vince.
Ew.
Yeah. Stupid.
Gross. Yeah. Yeah. I hate drill weekend.
Nice. Yeah.
David, actually, so for those who don't know, drill weekend is for the Army Guard. And one weekend out of the month, they do drill weekend. So they get together with their unit and do Army things.
Yeah. Whatever they do. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't even think they know.
I don't ask. But...
They just sit there.
Yeah, they just sit there. But David's drills are now quarterly, actually.
Oh.
But they're long. They're like a week.
Oh, Vince's, he used to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of hate it, but.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah.
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 It's like there's some nice things about it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dang.
Yeah. That's my exciting life. Super.
Yeah.
Fun.
Just the huge this week for us both.
Yep. Just the huge. And February's almost over, which is crazy. January was
crazy.
18 years.
Yeah.
February has gone by so fast. So
yeah, February is a little blink of an eye.
Yeah, but I'm ready for spring.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Yeah, it was 60 degrees yesterday. So
just giving us a little taste of what's to come.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. I feel like especially once March hits, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for warm weather now. Like, mm-hmm. And then it doesn't get warm till June. So mm-hmm. I mean, it gets progressively warmer, but then we still have like a lot of cold days. Mm-hmm. Just ask my garden last year. I planted right after Mother's Day, when you're supposed to, in May, and it all died.
Are you planting a garden again?
Oh yeah, I really want to get a second garden box this year, so we'll see if I can convince Vincent to build one for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, our black mold situation was remedied.
Good.
They finished the flooring and it looks really good. I would show you, but I don't think I took a photo. And also, Vince is sleeping up there right now. So,
yeah, me sneaking that, in.
Yeah. Flashlight. Uh-huh. But yeah, so that looks really good.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine me sneaking in and Vince, yes, like, what's going on?
And he would. He would wake up mid snore.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad the black mold is gone.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I feel like we're just healthier already.
Yes. That's why I've been so sick coming,
yeah,
into your,
no,
home.
Truly.
It's disgusting.
It's like, yeah, it's like everyone that's been in my house in the last year, blame all of your problems on my black mold upstairs in my master bathroom. Please do. We'd love to have something to blame everything on.
Oh, yeah. I love something to blame something on.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, should we get into pop culture?
Yes, let's do it. What do we want to start with this week?
Okay, I don't know. You pick. You
let's
choose.
Just do Love is Blind.
Okay, Love is Blind. Yay.
Can
okay.
I just say, I literally didn't know like any of their names till they got to. Were they in Mexico?
Yeah.
Mexico? Yeah.
Oh, wait, were they in Mexico?
Were they in Mexico?
No. Honduras?
Honduras.
Did they go to Honduras or is that a different show I'm watching?
I genuinely cannot remember where they went, but until they got out of the pods, I like knew names, but like didn't know who, like what names went together, like,
right,
especially with the men.
Right. Because they all are the same.
They all are the same. Like,
which,
truly.
I'm so relieved that I'm not the only person that thought that, because
yeah,
I literally could not keep them straight. And I was like, all of these men are the same. And then like after getting on TikTok and everyone's like, they're all the same man in different fonts. And I was like,
yes.
Okay. I'm so glad it's, yeah, not just me.
In different fonts is so funny.
Yeah. 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 But
I love that.
And you know what's annoying too is that I felt like the only people who I could remember their names were the Madison and Alex,
yes,
and Mason and Meg. And
they got so much screen time.
So much screen time. And they didn't even make it out of the pods. And why,
yeah,
is Love is Blind doing that now? Because that's like,
yeah,
last season with Leo and Brittany. They gave them so much screen time.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they got engaged, but they didn't go to Mexico.
Right.
It's just kind of annoying that they're,
it
giving
is,
them so much screen time.
Well,
and
especially
then,
Maddie. I'm like, she got so, like, I mean, there were times where I was like, fast forward, because I'm like, this is going on and on, like 20 minutes,
yeah,
of your pod date.
Yeah.
But did they get engaged?
No.
Okay, they did not. I was like trying to think and I was like second guessing myself. I'm like, wait, did they? Did they not?
Yeah,
I could,
no,
not remember how they ended things.
They were boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's right.
And then they just like broke up.
Okay, because he was like concerned about her attachment style and like.
Okay, we need to talk about each individual couple.
Okay.
But have you heard the allegations about Alex?
I know I saw something because I followed this like reality TV page on Facebook and then I was like, oh.
Okay, so Alex, he was the one that got into the relationship with Madison. He,
yeah,
was the one that always complained that he was bullied in high school and he used, yes, to be overweight,
oh,
and he was,
yes,
so insecure and blah, blah, blah. The second he said that he was bullied in high school and he like couldn't get off that,
yeah,
I was like, oh no, this poor boy is still stuck in high school.
Yeah.
Okay. The allegations about Alex are crazy. And I mean, it's just all alleged, of course, who,
right,
really knows. But apparently people have come out on like Reddit and said that Alex used to throw parties, but only would invite like minors, like 16, 17 year olds. And then he would buy them all alcohol, but only in exchange for like sexual favors. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just so crazy.
Like, do they not like vet any of these people? Like,
well, he was the only guy that I was like, okay, he's sweet. Okay, yeah. He's a good boy. Yeah, like, he was, you're kind safe of giving, with like, him.
Golden retriever vibes.
Yeah, I'm like, you're safe with him. No, a predator, the scariest man in
and
there.
And just like even him talking about like attachment styles and like, I don't know, just like I feel like he was more maybe in touch with like his emotional side and like, I don't know, like the more in-depth things about relationships that like actually matter on the outside. Mm-hmm. Things that really matter. But it's like, dude,
like, scary.
So it is scary.
Yeah, because and all the other guys, I was like, okay, red flag, yeah, red flag. And then I saw him and I was like, okay, yeah, like the high school thing is kind of a red flag. I'm like, but at the same time, like, I think you're cute and nice and you're probably the guy I'd be going for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my scary. Gosh. So
what did you scary. Think of Madison? I'd love to know what your thoughts were on Madison.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really understand why she gets so much hate.
Yeah, me too. 100%.
I'm just like, I don't really get it. Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like there were just like so many girls in previous seasons that had so many more issues.
Yeah.
I don't really get why she, like, I was like waiting for the shoe to drop because I was watching it later than everything I was seeing, you know, on TikTok.
Yeah.
And so I was like kind of confused, honestly.
Yeah. I didn't like love her, but I also don't hate her. And people are saying like, oh, she's so one way with Alex and she's so, you know, another way with Mason. Like, she's so like dominatrix with Mason and she's so whatever with Alex.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, but you don't see the whole picture. And also like, yeah, she's probably not talking about like sexual things with Alex because he isn't going there with her. Well, but Mason probably is. And so, she feels more comfortable opening up that way with him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, it's just different dynamics with different people. But I'm like, that doesn't make her like a bad, sketchy,
or
weird
like a
person.
Two-faced person.
Yeah.
I just, like you said, it's like different people bring different things out of you. Mm-hmm. I don't think we are all the same with every single person in our life. Mm-hmm. I don't really think that's like, I don't know. I don't really think that's possible. I think it's like, obviously we all have like things that are authentic about us that we like should keep consistent through every relationship. But like what you talk about, what you relate on, what you feel comfortable saying, et cetera, like that's going to change person to person.
Yeah.
And also, didn't he like tell her he wasn't comfortable talking about sex in the pods? He said not those exact words, but like she tried to bring it up and he was like, we could talk about that in later conversations.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Yeah. So I'm like, I mean, he literally set a boundary. So I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand it.
Yeah. I get that too. I mean, what were your thoughts on Meg? I have to know.
She was just like kind of all over the place.
She drove me insane.
The way she, okay, I know people are like, it's like ADHD, the way she was like laying.
It's
like,
it's not ADHD. It's, she was so pick me.
Yeah.
She was the, people are like, Madison's such a pick me girl. I'm like,
I did not get that vibe.
I know. I'm like, are we watching the same show? I'm like, are you listening to Meg?
On the episode of Joe Rogan that I listened to, I just love to build forts. Oh, and then we could have sex in the fort. And I was just like, okay.
Like this is so watching her, it was so painful for me.
Yeah,
she was the hardest one for me to watch.
Yeah, I
same. And then like her like all over the place, like her like elbows like on the table and like her feet on the couch, and I was just like, okay, calm down,
like get comfortable. But it was just like, like you said, it was just kind of a lot to watch.
Yeah. And Mason, I saw this TikTok of this girl mimicking Mason and Meg in the pods, and it was spot on hilarious.
Oh,
just
I
like
love that.
So funny. Like Mason just like, like not talking at all. And Meg just
like what
yapping.
Do we know about Mason?
Nothing.
Like
nothing.
Literally nothing. Nothing. Don't know where he's, well, I guess I know where he's from. Don't know what he does for a job. Like literally don't know anything about his family.
He's probably like a sales rep like the rest of
probably.
Them.
Probably.
I don't know. But nothing. We know nothing about him because he didn't open his mouth.
Yeah.
Meg talked the whole entire time. And so did Madison.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. He's gone now.
Yeah.
I have seen, obviously, and you've seen too, and everyone else, in the trailer that they're going to bring back Madison.
Yeah.
And Did they show Molly Mason? And yes, and Molly.
Mason and
are they
yeah,
bring, yeah, Mason?
I think so.
Okay. And yeah, so they'll probably bring them all back.
Yeah, Maddie. With her pink hair.
Yeah, with the pink hair.
That looks cute.
Okay, yeah. Let's move on to the couples that are moving forward. Okay. First, can we start with Joey and Monica?
Yeah, yeah.
I
have one note.
Okay. I just think they're just absolutely perfect for each other.
They really
literally
are.
Match made in heaven.
They really are.
I do actually know spoilers about them.
Oh, okay.
And if they end up together or not, and obviously I won't say.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny. They're literally twin flames. They are the same person.
Well, and that's why at first I was kind of like, are they just like friend vibes? But mm-hmm. then when I realized they're both just like this, they just like function the same way. I was like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. The literal only note I had on them, was like her family sock bin.
The family sock bin is wild.
I was like, wait, so like literally none of you have a sock drawer?
No, just like the communal
just
sock
the communal
bin.
Sock bin. Like, do you all have the same shoes?
And I love
size?
How Joey is just like, what the hell? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, no, what the hell? Like, everyone yeah. else in the world is like, ew.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so weird. Yeah. Can you imagine like sharing socks with like your brother or your dad? Or,
no.
Like, it's just weird.
It's so weird.
It's really
but,
strange.
But like, they're both just such like quirky people.
Yeah.
Like.
But he's like a doctor.
Yeah,
he's not a doctor. He's a physician's associate.
Yeah.
So he's not a physician's assistant.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an associate.
But that's like more than an assistant, correct?
No. Oh. Because I think a physician's
me knowing nothing.
Well, I also know nothing. So like take it all with a grain of salt. But
okay.
Physician's assistant, I think, is like a doctor. Like
okay.
more technically a doctor. An associate is like more of like an assistant. Didn't?
Oh, okay.
No, because fish. Okay, I don't know what the hell I'm saying. But
anyway,
David and I had to Google it because literally, David and I are watching together, and the whole entire time, every time Joey comes on the screen, he's just like, "And this man is a doctor." He's like, "Imagine this man being your doctor." And I was just like, "Yeah, that is wild." And then it came up on the screen, physician's associate. So then I had to Google what it was,
hey,
and
like,
it just
what is
says like they do work under a doctor,
like under their license.
And yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Everyone Google physician's
yeah,
associate to know what that means.
Because right
obviously I can't explain it.
That is so funny. No, I didn't even know that was his like career. I did not pay that much attention. But I do like them together. I think they're both just like so. It was interesting because when she first saw him coming out of the pods, I was like, wait, like, oh, he's a PA.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
a PA is a physician's assistant. He
associate.
Is a physician's associate. They are different.
This says a physician associate PA is a licensed medical professional. So that means the assistant is not a PA. And a PA is higher than an assistant.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's the exact same fucking thing.
Literally. We're going to go with that. So he's
okay.
a doctor.
He's
so Joey's
a doctor.
Basically
what we're getting at is it's hard to imagine him at your bedside. But
terrifying.
Terrifying. But when she first saw him coming out of the pods, I was like, does she like find him attractive? Like I was trying to figure it out. But then
no, they
it was like,
love each other.
No, they love each other. They're just
yeah,
both
yeah.
so awkward.
No, no.
Like,
and
you know,
she was trying to make herself so tiny.
Yeah.
But it was like, girl, just stand up.
Yeah.
She's a tall girl, which is
yeah.
like completely fine. But it's like, if you're insecure about how tall you are, why are you wearing heels?
Yeah.
Otherwise, own it. You've
yeah.
got to own it when you're a tall
and
girl.
He
and
he likes
you're gonna
that
wear
she's tall.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And
like
it's fine.
Tell.
And it's great. But you could just tell she was like trying to like shrink herself.
Yeah.
You know? It was funny. But
so funny.
No, they totally are like so into each other.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It was like watching like golden retriever dogs like
yes.
all over each other
totally.
When they met each other. Hilarious.
Totally. I can't wait to see their wedding because I just like can't wait
yeah.
to see what they're going to wear. Both of them.
It's gonna
like
be yellow and purple.
This? Literally.
And like.
No, like seriously.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just crazy. But her sister
so
is so jealous of her.
Oh, her sister. I was like, back off. Like. I don't know. I just thought everything she was saying was stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're just, yeah, trying to get some screen time here.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to Ben and Sarah.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Okay. My thoughts in the pods, going back to the pods, was I was like, they are not going to last.
Yeah.
I thought they had like a friendship, but I was like, their like core values are the same but different. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I want my wife to come to church with me every Sunday. And she's like, well, I'm not religious. I have a lesbian sister. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay. And like, yeah, like you can make it work. But it just seemed like their like core like family values were different. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there's no way they're going to last. Like, I thought they were going to break up in the pods. Like, yeah. I did not think they were going. I did think they were better outside the pods than in the pods, mm-hmm. of just like, oh, they actually have chemistry.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell they really were into each other.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And
no, I agree. I feel like they do have chemistry.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TikTok video of the girl? Okay.
Yeah. So I saw the TikTok video. So I just literally today watched the latest episode, and then of course went to TikTok.
Yeah.
Saw the TikTok video of the girl basically just like saying like, why do they put shitty men on reality TV that like do super hurtful things to people? And she's like crying.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, the thing is when Sarah confronted him about it, I didn't like his responses. Mm-hmm. And that always like gets me when I'm like, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like hit like the shift in his body language. I feel like all he could say to it was basically just like, well, it was kind of like it wasn't that serious. And like, what was the other thing he said? Oh,
he kept saying, I don't remember it.
Yeah. Yes.
I just don't remember. It was four years ago. I can't remember.
Yes. I said, like, when a man says they don't remember, it's such a red flag. Like, how do you not remember?
How do you not remember?
How do you not? And then like, also when they fall back on, but I just love you so much and like can't wait to live together forever, whatever he was saying. I'm just like, okay, that's like manipulative, which I'm pretty sure the girl from the TikTok was like saying he was manipulative. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know, because I'm like, he seemed like such a nice guy, but
yeah,
I'm getting some like bad vibes about it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's innocent.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get when people are like, well, why come out about it now? I'm like, well, now it's relevant. Because they're like, okay, why do people always like come out about people when they go on TV? Like, is it just to like kind of gain clout? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that has happened in the past. And like, allegations have been wrong. But I mean, she seemed pretty, I don't know, genuine about. Like, she was, I don't know.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe she is just a crazy chick who's, you know, super obsessed with him. But I don't know. I agree. I don't think I see too much, like, goodness in him. He just seems a little sketched to me.
I think so, too. And like I said, like, those, like, core things don't go away. So I just don't really see them, like, endgame vibes.
Yeah. And I didn't see them endgame vibes, like you said, like in the pods either. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, not super convinced on them. Yeah. What about Devin and Virginia?
Okay. I have so many thoughts on Devin. Like, Virginia, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah. Like,
gorgeous,
successful,
rich.
Successful. Yeah. Get that prenup, girl.
Yeah.
Like, she.
All for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Devin, the ibuprofen addiction. I don't quite understand.
Yeah.
Are we covering for a different drug?
Yeah.
No one's addicted to ibuprofen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's just stupid.
Like, placebo. Like, it's like he takes it and thinks it's like.
It's just weird. I just think that, like, high school sport coaches are weird.
Yeah.
Well,
especially when they, okay, this is like probably so bad to say, but especially when they coach girls.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird.
And then also, I'm sorry, him spending like $1,400 on shoes a month.
Yeah.
I don't know. Devin is just weird to me.
Yeah.
Virginia is too good for him.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah. And I don't see them working out. He's just weird to me.
I
don't know.
I was like trying to like figure out if she like really liked him at first, and then I don't know, when they were talking to his family, like, she seemed very keen on him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I just It's like one of the couples I do actually see maybe getting married at the end of it. Just because.
I would be shocked.
Really? Yeah. I just think because, I mean, so far they haven't really had like too many hiccups.
Yeah.
But who knows what's to come. And they do seem to have like a genuine connection. But I agree with you. I do think she's too good for him. Mm-hmm. He does seem nice, but I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about Daniel and Taylor, and okay. We'll end on Dave and Lauren, because there are so many thoughts on Dave and Lauren. But Daniel and Taylor, what do you think?
He for sure was following her.
For
before.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, could you really not find him? I immediately went to his Instagram after to see if I could find the Christmas tree picture. I could not find the Christmas tree picture. He does have many Christmas photos. I will say that.
He literally loves Christmas so much.
Yes. Like, so, I mean, that does back up that he loves Christmas. Okay. He is such a Provo All-Star. He is so Provo All-Star vibes.
Yeah.
Have you looked up his Instagram?
No.
Okay. Well, you need to. Yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, he definitely gives like F-boy energy for sure.
Yeah. But you know what?
But also not even hot.
No, he's not hot. But you know what? I actually like them together.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Him following her beforehand literally like defeats the entire purpose of the experience.
Not me being like, wow, like you liked me that much.
Yeah. Like, enough to be like, yeah, we got to connect. Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, obviously he knew she was beautiful. But I don't think that like discounts now their connection, but I do think it like, I don't know. It's just hard. Cause I'm like, I mean, if he's lying about it, like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I do like them together. I actually do think they work together, but I don't know that I really see them lasting long term. I also don't like his mom. No, not his mom. No. Her mom.
Oh, she was the one that was upset that she wasn't able to tell her that she had got engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought his family was like salt of the earth.
Yeah.
I thought they seemed like such nice
his
people.
Dad,
so sweet. And I actually think it's a really good sign to have a dad that is vulnerable and like can show their emotions. Like I always am like, that's actually a really good sign because that means he was probably raised more with that. And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. So I did like that. I thought his family seemed so nice. But I don't know. I just, every time I see him, I still get like, you're just not very trustworthy vibes. Like, that's so stupid. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
But I don't know.
Me flattered. Yeah, that would be great.
Should we talk about Dave and Lauren?
Yeah, Dave and Lauren.
Okay, tell me what you think.
I have the same thoughts as everyone else, right? It's like Dave is a walking red flag.
Yeah.
He's awful.
At least he admitted it in the pods.
He's just
trying to change my ways. I know I am who I am.
He's a walking red flag.
Yeah.
He's not attracted to Lauren. He's in love with his sister. He is so obviously looking for a way out of their relationship. Like he is pulling at anything he possibly can. And it's just like, okay, like you're obviously not sexually attracted to her, but you want to have sex with her at the same time. I thought that was so weird that he was going around asking all the women if they had had sex. Why is he going around asking the women?
Yeah,
in particular?
I hated that. Ugh.
It was weird. So it's like he wants to have sex with Lauren, obviously, but I don't think he's sexually attracted to her, which doesn't make sense to me. I was having this conversation with David today. I was like, well, if he's not sexually attracted to her, then why does he want to have sex with her?
Right.
It's just a little weird to me.
He's just like hoping that like if they have sex, like there will be that spark in chemistry.
I don't know, because I also don't think that he, which is weird. I was going to say, I don't think he's attracted to her personality now that he's like seen her.
She's so
which
cute.
Is weird because that's the whole point, right? Is that you fall in love with the person you're speaking to and you don't see them.
Yeah.
I just don't think he likes her, and I think he's looking for a way out. Obviously, he cannot shut up about the guy she was seeing before she went on the show, and he's making such a big deal about that. Also, why is he like going around and making fun of her moving in her sleep and like how many times?
I put that down too.
Yeah, she pees at night. Like
it's kind of like humiliation a little bit.
It is humiliation, but at the same time, it's just like that's like your biggest problem with her.
Yeah, like that's like, what you have to complain about.
I loved when he was talking to Taylor and Taylor was like, be nice to Lauren. Like
yes,
she's the best.
She could tell she was getting weird vibes. Yeah.
And I just feel bad for Lauren because she's just in this like weird situation where it's like she did fall in love with him. Yeah. And now I think like, you know, she's catching like weird vibes as well. Yeah. And it's just awkward and sad to watch. Their relationship is just hard to watch. Yeah.
Oh, there always has to be one of them. Mm-hmm. I, at first, when she got out of the, when they got out of the pods, I was like, why is she being so awkward? Like, she even said, like, oh, am I being awkward? And he's like, oh, like, not at all, whatever. But I'm like, oh, I kind of get it. Because I feel like you, like, go off of, like, the energy someone's giving you. And I feel like she could just tell something was, like, missing or, like, not right. So she was, like, trying to figure out, like, what is going on. And obviously, like you said, it's just, he's just not into her. And now in my 29, almost 29 years of life, I have just realized that there are just some people that are not meant to be in committed relationships. Yeah. And like, I'm not saying it's because like there's necessarily something wrong with them. I just genuinely think there are personality types that are not meant to be in committed relationships. And Dave is one of them. Mm-hmm. I don't think any amount of like therapy or anything can help with that. Like, I just don't think that he should be in a committed relationship ever, actually, because I think he just does this to like all the women he dates. I think he just like takes an interest in them. And then I think like, once he like loses the interest, it's like, okay, bye, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm just like, he has no, like, I just don't think he has the capability of like committing to someone at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, they're just hard to watch. I really like Lauren is the thing.
I know, me too.
I like a lot of the girls on this season.
Yeah, me too.
And it's not always that way. It's actually, it's more likely than not, I actually dislike every single person on the entire cast of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually like most of the girls this season. And I just kind of feel sad watching them be with these like losers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously they're not going to work out, but
no. Yeah, for sure not.
For the better.
But it sounds like from the trailer, he drags her to the end is what it sounds like.
Oh,
she was like, we're supposed to be getting married today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's probably, one more batch of episodes being released and then the finale?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well.
Crazy.
People have been saying that this season is boring. I've actually enjoyed this season.
Yeah.
I enjoy it more than I enjoyed last season.
Oh, wait, it's way better than last season.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get through last season. Yeah. So. I definitely think it's better. And I think it's gotten even better since they left Honduras or Mexico or wherever they were. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
More to update you on next week for sure.
Yeah.
And then I have The Bachelor now.
Okay. I want to hear your thoughts because I haven't watched.
Okay.
I am mind blown that they're already at hometowns though. So anyway, I want to hear all your thoughts.
Yeah. Explain why you're mind blown that they're already at hometowns.
Because it started a week ago.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. I had just seen a TikTok today that they had just, because we're recording on a Tuesday. So last night was the episode. Yeah. And so they just eliminated three women last night and then they're at their final four. And literally I was like, what? I'm like, it started a week ago.
Yeah.
That's why I'm shocked. It's just gone by quick. I don't know. How many episodes has there been?
Like, was this the fourth or fifth?
Yeah. Like, I don't. Anyway. You go.
No, it's crazy. So I actually watched the first episode and like half of the second episode. I did not watch the third episode. I skipped to the fourth because I was like, this is so boring. I don't care about any of the girls. I don't care about any of the drama. Like, I just was bored.
Yeah.
But I had seen some TikToks about Latia.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, now I got to go watch. So I watched it today.
Is she in the final four?
So it's the, so it's the episode before hometowns. And yes, she had a one-on-one with him.
Okay.
So the first person to get a one-on-one, so they're in Scotland. The first person to get a one-on-one was Juliana. Mm-hmm. Juliana.
And she's the one with the nose ring.
Yeah, she's the one with the nose ring. She's beautiful. They have like really good chemistry together. I feel like they like kind of make sense together. And I really like her. Like in on her one-on-one, I like really liked her. I thought.
It's surprising that I even remember her.
Yeah.
Because I only watched the first episode.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking she's cute. There were like only like four girls that stood out to me.
Yeah.
It was like Juliana, Rose, I liked.
I liked Rose too.
Latia.
She went home last episode.
Oh, she did. Yeah. And then there was like, I don't know, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Same.
I remembered her.
So yeah, I mean, she got a rose. She's going to hometowns. And then Latia. So they had a one-on-one. They had the second one-on-one. And they also are like super cute together. Like okay. a different vibe than what him and Juliana have. But also great chemistry. Really like them together. When they got to their like dinner portion of the date, I did not realize this, but she told him that. So he was like, what do you think about like going into hometowns? How do you think your family's going to respond? And she was like, well, my family is very, very conservative, which I think from what he was saying, it sounds like she had told him that. But then she was like, we're also very religious. And she was like, we're members, you know, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons. He was stunned. Oh. Like you could just see on his face. He was like, oh, you know, and like, I think it's kind of crazy that she didn't tell him that sooner. Until now.
Yeah.
Not that her family, I mean, your family is one thing. Like, my family is Mormons, whatever. But, like, she is Mormon and, like, fully practicing in the religion.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize that about her.
Me either. I thought maybe she was like, oh, I was raised Mormon. Yeah. And, like, maybe she, like, goes occasionally or, like, kind of more wishy-washy or, like, whatever.
But she's, like, in it.
She's fully in it. Now, I don't know. Okay. If she's like been through the temple, like I wasn't looking at her outfits, like, and also that doesn't really matter. But like, so I don't know like how into it she is, but she, you know, is definitely like claiming she's Mormon. Okay. And it's really interesting because their whole conversation. So he was like, kind of like, yeah, I don't really like know, like I've heard of Mormons. I don't really know that much about Mormons, but then he like really opened
That's
up.
That's never good.
Yeah. So then, like, he opened up and, like, one of the first things he says is, like, I don't think, like, religion should be about a bunch of rules. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
that is all
that
religion,
is the Mormon church in a nutshell.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's all organized religion.
I mean, it's all organized religion, but, like, especially Mormonism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're at another level.
Yeah.
Than like just your basic Christian. Like we're not just coming out as a Christian. Like that would even be, I mean, I still think that would be a very important thing to talk about with a partner, obviously any religion.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Mormon religion, especially if you like have aspirations of like being married in the temple or like a mixed faith marriage in the Mormon religion is much different than a mixed faith marriage in just a Christian religion.
Yeah. So basically she wants to convert him.
I mean, I don't know. I just was like dumbfounded. And then, I mean, they do align very much on the fact that like they want their family to be created in God and love. Oh. Like they talked a lot about that. He actually really opened up, which I like, you know, got a little bit of a soft spot for him when he was talking about just like throughout his life, especially with his relationship with his dad, like God has been like the cornerstone of his life. And like he was like crying real tears about like just how much he like really loves his relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And so I think like in that big way, like they could maybe make it work because I think for on her side of things, there's no way she's going on this show thinking that she's going to convert him. Like I think in her mind, she's probably like, well, as long as he is like, we align on the same goals and values, like maybe we can make it work. Yeah. And she even said like, I've dated only men in the Mormon faith and it hasn't worked out. Mm-hmm. So like maybe it could still work out, but I just think it's like such a big thing to drop on someone like right before hometowns. Because again, it's not just like, oh, my family is. It's like, I am too.
Yeah.
And so it's, and I don't think he understands like what it actually means.
He totally doesn't.
You know?
Yeah, he totally doesn't. But so, also it would be just so hard in that environment and that is your only one-on-one.
Yeah.
And they're making it the whole season, 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And so it's like they're shortening it down to nothing.
And
so
the
it's
producers, like, honestly, let's be real, probably told her not to tell him until they're one-on-one.
Yeah, probably not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, you know what I mean? It's just like that environment. It's like, oh yeah. So like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, just like random, like, let me steal you for a second.
I know.
Whatever. Hey, just so you know.
Right. It's like you can't. It's like you can't go judge that deep. It too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just kind of crazy. It was like really interesting to like see his reaction to that. And
yeah,
I mean, you have to watch that hometown. Like you got to watch that. Right. So like I'll for sure be watching.
You know what?
It'll be super interesting.
This is usually how it goes with The Bachelor for me. I'll watch the first episode and maybe the second, kind of fall off, and then always start back up at hometowns when you actually
when it gets more interesting. And more serious.
So yeah, I'll watch. But yeah, I was gonna ask how you're feeling about Grant as The Bachelor, but sounds like maybe he's doing okay.
I thought his with the girls he actually connects with, which in my opinion is only Juliana and Latia.
Who else is there?
Okay, so what are their names even? Oh gosh.
If you can't remember, that's okay.
I can't remember. What is her name? Zoe. Okay. And she was like the one, I don't even know if you watched this, but like on the first group date, she like stole him away and everyone was like so mad. Okay. She's also black. Okay. She's taller. I'm trying to think. And then who's the other?
I'll just have to look them up.
I'm like, why can't I remember? I literally like, I don't even know if
I watched
the
Rose
Ceremony.
Because no one knows their names. It's okay.
I know. It's so bad. But so I have not read spoilers for this season.
Me either. Should we do it now? Right now?
Which I know, right? Which I always do.
Yeah, me too.
But I do have a prediction.
Okay.
So I had to preface it with that because I'm like, I have not seen spoilers. I do not know.
Okay.
I for sure think it's Juliana and Latia going to the end. Like just based off of his interactions. Oh, the other hometown is Dina. She has like long blonde hair. She's from Chicago. That's who it is.
Okay, I'm looking up spoiler right now.
I do not think he has any chemistry with Dina or Zoe. Like I just like they're it's fine, but like not like he has with Juliana and Latia. Like I would bet money those are his final two.
Okay.
And my prediction is that he picks Juliana, and I think he struggles so hard with it, and I think it's the Mormon religion that makes him not pick Latia.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the only thing, the only reason I could see him picking Juliana over Latia.
Well, I just read the spoiler. So.
Oh, you did? Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, Chelsea knows. That's my prediction. Yeah, that's just what I think. I don't really see it going any other way other than that. So we'll see, but I am liking him a little more. I'm definitely going to watch the rest of the season. Okay. And you should too. Honestly, you don't even need to watch the other episodes, genuinely.
No. I mean, there's only been one.
Yeah, I
don't know. I will try really hard to watch the rest of the season strictly for Paradise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, come on. You gotta know the Paradise cast.
I just want to know the girls.
The background.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Anyway, well, those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Fun. That was fun to look up the spoiler. I haven't cared to.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've thought to do it.
If I'm going to make a prediction, you have to know.
Yeah, I have to know. Okay. Well, should we get into today's episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now that we're 45 minutes in.
Oh, sorry, guys. Chatted your ear off about that.
We could do full on episodes of Love is Blind, I feel like.
I know.
When Love is Blind comes out, I feel like that's all I want to talk about.
I know. Because every couple, there's just so many things.
So many thoughts.
But yeah, let's
so
get into flags. This. Yeah, so many red. Always
no green flags really. No
this season,
green flags
except,
in the room.
Yeah, except some of the gals. But
okay, well, today we wanted to talk about things that we have been influenced by.
Yes.
And when I was making my list, like we were audio messaging about this earlier.
Yeah.
When I was making my list, I literally like looked around my house and I was like, oh, and that,
everything
and
in sight,
everything in my home. From kids' toys to hair products to makeup to cleaning products to literally
to the clothing you're wearing.
To the clothing I'm wearing to everything.
Yeah.
Everything. But
same.
Yeah. And I think that's everyone in our lives. Like, you know what I mean? It's just it's everyone. But I feel like the things that people, because it was a submission episode, so thank you to those who submitted. I feel like the things that people submitted, put the things that like were most memorable.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, things that stuck out to them
the
most. And I tried to think of things also that stuck out to me the most and also things that have been like my favorite things. Yeah, that I've been influenced by. So Haley and I each have a list and then we have submissions as well. So.
Yeah. And also I just want to give a shout out because one of my military wife friends actually recommended this episode to
us. Fun.
Yeah, that's I didn't come up with it on my own.
Okay.
So fun. Shout out to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I thought it was a fun idea. So
okay. Do you wanna do like every other or do you wanna okay. So the first thing I put on here were Pura devices.
Kate.
Which I actually don't use anymore.
Oh, really?
Because they're too expensive.
They are expensive.
They're so expensive.
Yeah, I used to be like diehard like wallflower user.
Oh, same.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, maybe I'm just too lazy. I don't want to keep up on them. I don't know what it is, but.
My kids would tip them upside down too.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Which ruins them.
Perfect. So, mm-hmm.
It's oil everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Love so that. Fun. But like Pura, I don't have a Pura and I've never had one, but it's intriguing to me.
Yeah. I think if you can afford it.
Yeah.
Or like if you want to afford it. It's like worth it. Like, I think they work really well.
They all smell so good.
They smell so good.
And can't you control them from your phone?
Yes. And it's so convenient. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, if it were something that I like really wanted to prioritize, I would use it. I think it's a great product. Mm-hmm.
Is it like a monthly subscription?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, they're just not cheap, especially to like use them around your entire house. Mm-hmm. Like, it adds up. Yeah. But they do smell so good.
Yeah.
And every time I see ads for them, I'm like, do I get them again? Do I do it? Like, I'm like being re-influenced by.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's very luxurious.
Yes, it is. It's a luxury product for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my first one is castor oil packs.
Wait, what?
Once upon a time, Haley came to my house not that long ago, and I was telling her about castor oil packs, but I said, she was like, oh, like, what's that or something? And I was like, oh, I'm doing canola oil packs. And was she like, was like, what?
I'm like, why are you putting canola oil on yourself?
And I was like, canola oil, Haley, like, canola oil. I'm like, what?
So I'm like, I haven't seen that since my grandma's kitchen, like back in the day.
And then I was like, oh, I'm stupid. But no, castor oil packs. So basically what you do is because castor oil has many uses, right?
Yeah.
Like people use it for like eyelash growth, yeah, eyebrows, in your hair, skin, like just so many things. But people do castor oil packs, which is where you put... And I think you can do it either on your neck, which I've never done, but you can also do it on your stomach. And that's what I did.
Okay.
And some people will like put it in their belly buttons only. And some people will rub it on their entire stomach. And then you buy a castor oil pack, which goes around and it helps it so the castor oil stays on your stomach and absorbs. It doesn't like go into your bed sheets or your clothes you're wearing or whatever.
Because it is a thicker oil as well.
It's a thicker oil and it is like the most... it's able to absorb the best out of any oil.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about like that exactness, but like it absorbs really well.
Nice. Okay.
And it's supposed to help with like inflammation and digestive issues. Like I read like crazy things. Like girls were saying that like it like dissolved their cysts on their ovaries and like just like crazy things.
Wow. Yeah.
When I tell you, that effed up my stomach so bad.
I believe.
So bad. And I think...
I mean, it puts women into labor. So, yes. I mean, this is no simple oil.
I'm just saying, if you're thinking about doing a castor oil pack, start small.
Yeah.
I think I went too crazy. I was probably using it for like maybe 3 weeks straight. Yeah, the stomach. I'm a firm believer that it works.
Yeah,
crazy things were happening. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, so like it was doing something.
It was doing something. And anyway, I've had to stop doing them, but I might start doing them again and just like go really small.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think there really is something to it, but I was highly influenced
to
do castor oil packs.
I love it. Yeah. I was like, what is this? Like, that's so funny though.
Yeah, the canola oil.
Okay. The next thing I have on here is for my kids, but it's those like play kitchen sinks where like you put the water in it and it like actually comes out of the faucet.
No. You influenced me on the, on the kitchen play sink. Yeah.
My kids. So I actually like... I'm not very good at it, but sometimes I like rotate out toys, right? Mm-hmm. I had put those away forever ago, and then I like found them in my cold storage can, and I'm like, I forgot about these. And I brought them out, and my kids played with them for an hour and 15 minutes the other day, which if I can get my kids to play with one thing for over an hour, that is like crazy.
Those are like such a good summer toy.
They're
throw your kids outside.
Yes. That is the only thing like in the winter. Mm-hmm. So I had to like sit. My kids are old enough. They like could sit up at our counter on our bar stools, but then I had to put like towels everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, and they did. They got everything soaking wet.
Yeah.
But they had so much fun. They were cleaning their little dishes. They were cleaning the tea set. They were cleaning toys, like just everything, mm-hmm. cleaning everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. Still tried and true.
Yeah. Good parent hack.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is Ritual Vitamins for me.
Oh, yeah.
And also Hiya Vitamins for my kids.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, like, going down my list, I'm, like, kind of surprised at how many, like, supplementy things I'm influenced to buy. I will say I have loved Ritual.
Yeah.
And I have really loved Hiya for my kids. Yeah. So, yeah, nothing bad to say other than I feel like they overlap a little bit each month. And so I have a hefty supply of Ritual vitamins.
Oh, nice.
I mean, yeah.
Do you just take like a multivitamin with them?
Yeah, yes. I've taken their multi, I've taken their prenatal, and they also have a postnatal.
Oh, nice. Vitamin. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, they also have,
I considered their prenatal because I could not stomach a prenatal.
Yeah. And what's
neither
nice
of my
about
babies are prenatal babies. And what I mean by that is I did not take prenatal vitamins with either of them because I literally could not.
I mean, yeah, I always have to take my prenatals at night because I can't hold anything down during the day.
Yeah. No, I'd be waking up, throwing up.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. What's nice about Ritual is they have the capsule, whatever, yeah. inside. So it like slowly
like releases it instead
of when you digest it.
It's like lemony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a whole thing. Yeah, they make the lemon ones for the prenatals because the other ones are like peppermint.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay, nice.
I do like my prenatals. I do like my Ritual vitamins.
Yeah.
And my kids, yeah, they like the Hiya and they take it fine. And my kids do the multivitamin for kids, and they also do the probiotic.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, they've got a few things, but
yeah, that's awesome. Especially yeah, little, if they'll take it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Little vitamin subscriptions.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing that I have been fully influenced on is Tula products.
Yeah.
Which they were like all the rave like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like everybody. The only thing I still use is their like under eye brightening balm. Mm. It's like a cooling balm and I love it for like no makeup days.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is it not an eye cream? What is it?
No, it's like in like almost like a chapstick type container, but like a little thicker.
Okay.
And it just literally brightens your under eyes. Hmm. And it's not like a concealer or anything. It just makes them brighter.
Interesting.
Yeah. And like depuffs them.
Yeah.
But it's not like your traditional like cream that you pat in. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have never tried Tula.
Yeah, never. I've tried that. I mean, I did their whole skincare line, but it didn't really work for my skin. Mm-hmm. But I still like their, like, they have, like, an exfoliant that I've used that I like a scrub. And I liked their, like, they had, like, a priming sunscreen, like a blurring priming sunscreen that I really loved, too. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just always like the pretty blue packaging.
It's very pretty. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty. But, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I love it. My next one is Bloom Greens and their collagen. Yeah.
I've been wanting to try like the cans of the Bloom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know the energy drinks.
Yeah.
I've tried those also.
Yeah. Are they good?
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
They're so cute.
I don't like drink them on a regular basis, but
yeah.
I do drink the greens and the collagen on a regular basis. And here's what I'll say about greens is I've tried a lot of them. Okay.
Yeah.
And I cannot stomach a lot of greens. I just can't. They're just, why are greens so gross?
Yeah.
The first greens I ever tried were the Mixers greens. And okay. Those are delicious. Like, yeah. They're great, yeah. You know? And then after that, I kind of, like, ventured out and tried other ones. And I was just like, why is everything so disgusting?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you see everyone drinking Bloom greens. And so I tried them. And you know what? They're pretty good, I will say. And then I just recently started taking their collagen. I think that might be, like, newer. I don't
know.
But it's good.
You know what my favorite greens are?
What?
Which I wonder, like, if anyone would agree with me on this. Because they are, like, a little different tasting, but I think they're so good. Are the juice greens from Costco. It's like J-U-C-E.
Interesting. And, I've never tried those ones.
Yeah. And also, like, they really helped my children. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And they taste good?
I really like them.
Okay. Well, I need to try those then.
Yeah. They're more of like a berry flavor.
I don't know why I like feel like the need to try every single greens on the market.
When you run out of your Bloom.
Yeah.
Give them a go. Because if you don't like them, you return them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? So.
I also get my Bloom from Costco.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know they sold it there.
Yep, they do. Awesome. But yeah, I will be trying that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, you know who I wish would make better greens is Bucked Up.
Oh yeah, no, they are not.
They are awful.
But like, their ingredients are good in
yes,
their
greens. And that's why I wish they taste better.
Yeah.
Because Bucked Up makes the best tasting pre-workout.
I know.
The best tasting pre-workout. Yeah. I'm like, you need to do better on your greens.
Yeah, they're just not good.
No, they're awful. Disgusting. Yeah,
I've tried them as well. Not good. Okay, the next one I have, it's like a little bit, I don't know, maybe this doesn't count. But when I asked Vince, I was like, what have you been influenced to buy? I'm like, or what have we together been like influenced to buy?
Mm-hmm, so this is a Vince submission.
Yeah, this is more of a Vince submission. He was like, the first thing he was like is recipes. And it's so true. Like, I mean, again, it's not like a product, but like we do spend money on it. Mm-hmm. Like him and I can be influenced by any recipe. Any recipe. We will try. He showed me the other day this like recipe of like, sounds honestly so gross, but then when he showed me the video, I was like, oh, that actually looks so good. It was like hot Cheeto like crusted fried chicken.
Say less.
I know, right?
That and, like, sounds delicious.
I was like, yeah, we gotta go
sounds
get the
disgusting.
Like, we gotta go get the ingredients ASAP. So like, yeah, we can be influenced by any recipe. And when I am like, so you know how people like scroll Instagram?
Yeah.
I have not been doing Instagram as much in the last like few months. I have been obsessed with Pinterest, which I've always liked Pinterest, but like I scroll Pinterest and I'm like constantly saving recipes and trying recipes and like, anyway, can be influenced by any recipe. Yeah. We'll buy that day.
That's fun. I mean, that's a better thing to be influenced by, I feel like, than buying a product.
Probably true.
Yeah. It's always fun when you find a recipe that you want to add to your recipe book. I don't know. I have tried.
You get excited about.
Yeah, I've tried many recipes that just like suck.
That flop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been enjoying Pinterest more too recently, actually.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I still scroll on Instagram. Don't get me wrong. But okay, my next ones are, and please forgive me, I don't know how to pronounce these, but they are medicines. And so the first one is Umka, I think it's Umka cold Umka? Care.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's like a little like, I don't know, dropper under the tongue. Okay. And my second one is the Zycam.
Oh, Zycam.
Zycam cold, the remedy nasal swabs.
The best.
You guys, I'm not kidding. Okay, number one, what did you say? Zycam.
Zycam. Yeah.
Okay. They have 5 stars on Amazon, not 4.5 stars, 5 stars, and they have like thousands of reviews. And you don't ever find a product on Amazon that has 5 stars.
No,
never. When I tell you, so obviously David was deployed this winter and I felt myself getting sick multiple times this winter, probably like 4 or 5 times. And when I tell you that I did both of those things, the second I felt like I was like becoming sick, I did not get sick this winter. And like, I would feel still probably for like 3 or 4 days after that like I was a little sick, but my symptoms would never like worsen.
Yeah, you could tell your body was like fighting it.
Yeah, like trying to be sick, but I was like, I'm gonna use these nasal swabs and I'm gonna use this Umka. Okay. And I swear to you, just go buy them. Just go buy them. I swear it saved me this winter. Yeah. And that's all I'm gonna say.
And I will piggyback on that swear because I have also tried.
Have you tried both of them?
Yep, I have. And I like both of them. And they're also so good. Really like the Zycam like rapid melts.
Oh, I never tried that.
Yeah, they're also
I'm gonna buy that right now.
Yeah.
like I'm sold.
They're also very good.
Yeah. I swear those saved me this winter.
Yeah.
So
when we all got sick a month ago, Vince got it first before I did, and I didn't get it for 3 days later, and it's because I was doing the nasal swabs and the rapid melts. And I did not get it for 3 days, and it's when I stopped doing it. And
you have to keep doing it.
Yes, you have to keep doing it until it like passes.
Yeah,
so it's a few days of doing it, but then it's like Vince and I went and like stayed in a hotel together, and so I'm like, yeah, I was just like bound to freaking get me, but it kept me on my feet for days.
Yeah.
So
I'm a firm believer.
I can attest too.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good ones. Okay, my next one is magnetic lashes. So stupid, don't buy.
Oh, why?
Because I hated them. They're so heavy.
Magnetic or like the glue that like...
So no, so the glue, you put on the glue and it's magnetic glue and then you stick the lash on top of it.
No, I've heard so many good things.
So heavy. I hated that.
I've never tried. I'm not a lash girl. Okay, I've had lash extensions. Hate.
Yeah.
I just like a good...
You have beautiful lashes.
Well, thank you. It's because I use lash serum.
Yeah.
Like my ride or die product in life is lash serum.
Yeah.
So I like to have my own natural lashes be long. But I have been very intrigued by the magnetic lashes. And you're the first person that I've heard say that it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried a lot of strip-on lashes. I've had... lash extensions. Mm-hmm. The magnetic ones are just so heavy. Like, really? Did not enjoy
what
wearing them at
brand
all.
In particular?
Oh, I can't remember what they're called, but they're really popular and I did not like them. I can't remember what they're called.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to look. But okay. Was not a fan.
Well, good to know. I mean, yeah. Not that I was planning on using them anyway, but because
yeah.
Can't stand anything that's not a part of my own body.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I get too overstimulated.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one is my fermentation pad for my sourdough.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know?
No.
Let me influence you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, totally go.
So good. So
give me your pitch.
So it's a fermentation pad. So I actually think it's made for kombucha. Like it's supposed to be used for kombucha.
Nice.
But, you know, I spend a lot of time on sourdough TikTok. And basically you can buy just like a fermentation pad. I think it keeps it at like 90 degrees or something so it doesn't get too hot. But basically I use it every single time I make sourdough bread. And I can, instead of just like leaving my bread to bulk ferment on the counter overnight or like 12 hours, like I always know it's going to take between 4 and 5 hours when it's on this pad. It helps it, you know, because sourdough loves warm.
Right.
And so if you want your sourdough starter to rise quicker, you can put your sourdough starter on it. It's the same concept as like putting your sourdough starter in the oven with the light on. You know what right. I mean? Or like whatever. So it's just a heating
like
pad for
see
your
what this looks like. I'm so interested.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a heating pad essentially that you use for sourdough.
Wait, that's so cool. Literally never heard of it.
It's my favorite product that I use with my sourdough. Like I can't not make bread without
and
it.
And you feel like it still tastes like just as rich and good. Crazy.
So it just speeds up the process.
Oh,
you know?
They're like not that expensive.
No, I think it's like $30 or something.
$30.
Nice. I love mine. Yeah.
Okay, fun. I love that. Yeah, you're influencing me.
Yeah.
Love to be influenced.
I just love it because I'm just like, I don't want to be checking my dough every 30 minutes to see if it's ready. I just want to know like, okay, I'm coming back in 4 hours, I'll check it and it will be ready within that hour.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, I just love that I can time my bread. And if you don't do sourdough, then you totally don't care about that. But if you do sourdough, then you may care about that.
Yeah, I care. I love.
Yeah,
especially in the winter months.
Yeah, especially. Yeah.
Okay, my next one is that Revlon blowout hair dryer.
I have this also and I love mine.
Yes, I love. Yeah. I love it too. It's really bad for your hair though.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's not a great product for your hair. But it's just the technology they use in the actual blow dryer is
like
not
sucks.
Great. And then just like anytime you're blow drying, I mean it's supposed to like cut your blow dry time down, but like also you get a style out of it. But just like really anytime you're like using the blow dryer to actually style your hair, it's not great for your hair. Mm. Like on your roots to like dry your hair a little is fine, but the blow dryer in particular is like really the worst thing you can put on your hair. So it's not like the best thing ever for your hair, but I only do it like, I don't know, even like maybe once every other week. Like I don't use it all the time. But I do love.
Yeah.
Especially on shorter hair.
I actually just got mine not that long ago.
Oh, really?
And so I blow dry my hair. So I let my hair dry to like 95%. Like I let my hair like really air dry.
Yeah.
And then I turn my head upside down and I, you know, brush my hair out as I blow dry. And so like literally I just saved myself a hand, you know, from my hairbrush.
Yeah.
And I just do the same thing. And I actually have never like styled my hair in like a blowout. I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah. It's pretty easy with it. Okay. Honestly. Yeah. It really is.
Teach me.
Yeah, I will. It's fun.
But it's just like nice for me because it's like so quick to blow dry my hair now with that. And I don't even need a blow dryer. I just
honestly with what you're doing, that's like totally fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Like I'm not
going to be bald in a year.
No. I would just say use caution if you're like to the people, if you're using it every single day or even like multiple days a week, I would say like one day a week, that's okay.
Okay.
I just would say that with the blow dryer in general. But when you're waiting till your hair is like almost all the way dry anyway, yeah, that's great. It's just when you're going from wet to,
okay,
to dry. Not the best, but
good
anyway,
to know. Good to know.
Still love the product.
Yeah. I love it too. Okay. My next one is, this is so funny. It's a Disney candle combination.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. I love, this is like so much TikTok influence, but I love Disney TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not on that side of TikTok.
Okay. Well, you need to get there. Needs it's really to be there. Fun.
Yeah.
There's this girl and her name is, I want to say it's like Soulful Serotonin or something. Anyway, okay. Her name's like Sarah.
Okay.
She is just one of the Disney creators who's like always at the parks and whatever.
Okay.
And she had come out a while ago and she used to work at Bath and Body Works and she came out and said like, if you burn these two candles at the same time, it smells like you're walking down Main Street at Disney. And the two candles are Paris Cafe. So it's like a coffee candle.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the other one is Cinnamon Spice Vanilla. And so anyway, I was influenced because
so you did it.
I wanted my house to smell like Disney.
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't?
Yeah. Who wouldn't? Right. I don't know that like, and I'm not at Disney all the time, yeah. So who knows? Maybe it really does smell like that. It didn't, like, take me to Disney, but it smelled good.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like my mind is telling me that I know exactly what that smells like to walk down Disney Main Street. But I wonder if it was, like, I don't know. It's like you remember the last time you remembered it, right?
Yeah,
so it's like, I don't know that I actually do, and that would, like, actually satisfy. Because I think it's also just the experience of, like, walking down Disney Main Street that makes it smell so good.
I know.
You know what I mean? But that is so funny. And I love that person like figured that out somehow. Like, what?
I don't know.
What life do they live? That's hilarious.
She lives my dream life.
I love it. Yeah. Truly.
Yeah.
Truly. Okay. The next thing I was influenced on is the Nivea Essentially Enriched Body Lotion with Almond Oil.
Okay.
It is like the glowiest. Your skin will never look glowier.
I'm looking it up.
This is what it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. So moisturizing.
I've never used that one, but I have used the one that like makes your skin like oily as hell. And it like makes you look good.
Yeah. This one, I like that it doesn't feel like sticky, oily.
Yeah.
I will say I have noticed now when I'm working out, if I like sit on a machine, I mean, I wipe it down after anyway, but like I'm leaving some glow on the bench or whatever, and it's not sweat because I don't really sweat. So yeah, but it like makes you glisten, and I've influenced a few of my friends and they all love it. So
whoa, I'm going to be buying that now.
Yeah, it's good. And I mean, it's like $7 at Target. So
yeah,
you know,
and we love that.
It's a win. Yeah.
We love a good drugstore.
Yes.
Good drugstore find.
Yes.
Okay, my next one is the Sachu Peel Off Lip Liner.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I love.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been wanting to try. Every time I see it, I'm like, I want to buy.
It's so good. It's so good. Especially, like, I am not a big, like, lip product girl.
Yeah.
And so for me to not have to put, like, an actual lip liner on.
Yeah.
But like I can have something that like is there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've tried other lip stains before. Like the, oh my gosh, what's it called? Benetint. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Anyway, I just feel like that one like comes off like right away.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like a whole lip situation.
Right.
And whatever, you can use the Sachu one however you want. I just like it because you peel it off and it's like you're wearing nothing on your lips, but like something is there.
Right.
And it's just, anyway.
It looks so crazy when people put it on though.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, no, like my kids will come in and they're like, mommy. Like it does. It looks scary.
Like
but
Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have loved. And I feel like it's gotten really big recently because Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Said that it's like
so much.
Yeah. Said that it's part of her makeup routine.
Yeah.
So. I was influenced not by her, but by other people on TikTok. And then I'd seen that she uses it too, but it's real good. I like it a lot.
Okay. I need to try.
Yeah.
Need to try. I love it. Okay. The next one I have is the hair wax stick, which I know you don't really like, right?
Yeah.
Or you
I mean,
think it just
I,
doesn't work very well.
I don't know if it's just mine or what.
Yeah.
I just did not feel like it held down.
Yeah.
The only way I can do a good slick back, me again with the castor oil, but like is putting some castor oil in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's like hair wash day and I need just a slick back, I will just like do a little castor oil. But yeah. I did not feel like the hair wax stick like held anything down for me.
Dang, that's crazy.
I'm that way though too with like the wands, you know, like the day hair wand.
I tried that too and it did not work for me.
Yeah.
I liked the shaping cream, the day shaping cream, but the wand I did not. Well, I will say I used the hair wax stick because Vivi decided to, with cuticle cutters, snip part of the very front of her hair. So she has like a 1-inch shorty piece in the front of her freaking hair. I've never met a child who has cut their hair as much
she
as
has
Vivi.
Cut it so often.
And the scissors are up. The scissors are up. Oh, and then she cut Kale's the next day. Yeah, with the cuticle cuts.
When was this?
This was like a few days ago.
Okay.
And this morning I was like, I'm sick of doing these little topsy-turny things on your head to keep that down. So I'm like, I don't got time for that this morning. So I just used the hair wax stick and it stayed for like probably 3 or 4 hours with the hair wax stick.
See, maybe it's just mine. Maybe mine is just trash. I don't know.
I don't know. I got a bad batch or something. But yeah,
because everyone else has good luck with it.
Yeah.
My next one is my platform UGG dupes.
Oh,
I
love a good dupe.
They are like decently expensive still. And I bought mine.
Is it the
don't even know. I'd have to link them. They're on Amazon. And I bought them on Black Friday. So they were 50% off and they were still like $50. Okay. So they're still decently expensive. But when I tell you that I compared them, I went in store and I was wearing them and I compared them to the UGG brand. They are the same shoe. Like they're the same shoe without the brand.
Love.
And anyway, I love mine and they look,
especially for 50
dead on the same. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, love they're good.
That. Okay, the next thing I have is the Lumino whitening strips.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah, so I like my teeth do not whiten very well.
Mine either.
And that is the only product that I have found that will whiten them.
Really?
And they're much better for your teeth as well. So. And just for like your body in general.
But you like really see a difference?
Oh yeah. Like no, my teeth even don't whiten. Even with one use, I see a difference. Yeah, okay. Truly.
Okay.
Yeah. And like seriously, I've tried so many teeth whitening things. I just struggle with teeth whitening still in general. So I wouldn't say to everyone else it's like a major difference. But like, yeah.
Like if they don't whiten or because of like sensitivity or
yeah, what? No, just because they just don't whiten well.
Yeah.
But like I've gotten them professionally whitened and Lumino has worked better than when I got them professionally whitened. So.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I've had great success.
Yeah. I'm going to be buying that as well.
And they don't make my teeth sensitive at all. So.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. My next one is my barrel jeans.
Oh, Vince is gonna hate this one. Vince hates barrel jeans.
Every man hates barrel jeans. And you know what? When I first saw barrel jeans, I hated literally thought they were a social experiment. Yeah. I looked at those and I was like what the hell is that? What the hell is that? I don't know what possessed me one day to just be like, I'm just gonna try them on.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were ugly. Like I hated them. I just tried them on and I was like, you know what? I'm like, I look kind of cute in barrel jeans. And now I have like 3 pair.
Yeah. And I think you look so cute in them.
I don't know. I actually think they're pretty cute now. And I see them on other people now. And I'm like, oh, they're cute.
Yeah.
So I don't know what flipped in my head, but something.
And I actually think they're paired cutest with like something else baggy as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Like it's like a baggy on baggy
and
look.
You know, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah. We love that for you.
I love to be drowning my clothes.
Oh, my last thing, speaking of clothing, is period underwear.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you to tell me more.
And not the $40 a pair Thinks brand. I'm talking Amazon brand, which let me tell you, TMI for the men, but don't really care for the gals. I have a very, very heavy period. Okay. Mm-hmm. Always have. It's a pain in the ass. And it's very long, like 8 days. So when I recommend a period product, I really know my stuff. And these are like 3 pair for $24.
Okay.
$24.99, I think. $25. And I especially love them at night. Mm-hmm. Like just so much more comfortable when you're sleeping. But I also wear them during the day too. Okay. The only thing you cannot wear them with is like just a pair of straight like leggings because you will have underwear lines.
Yeah.
So I have to be picky and choosy with what I wear them with. But I will never be one of those girls that can wear one of the period underwear thongs. Like, that's, they will never hold. Like,
they have
period. They have them. But thongs? It's for like lighter to like medium flow. And that's just never me. So if you want the link, I will send it to you. They're great.
No, I think we should. I think we should be linking.
Linking all these things. Okay, we will do that.
And
this week.
I will be buying the period underwear. I've been so intrigued. Good. I've been so intrigued with period underwear, but I have wondered how they hold up with heavy flow. Also, so you have heavy flow. Do you feel like you have to change it multiple times a day? Like, how many pairs of period underwear do you need to get you through a period?
Okay, just to give you a reference, I will bleed through an Ultra tampon in 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
So, like on my heaviest days.
Yeah.
On those days, I will go through 3 pairs of period underwear.
Okay.
And it is annoying, I will say, if you are out and about running around. If you are more at home, it's better. Mm-hmm. On those days, if I go to the gym, I will not wear them for multiple reasons because you would see them through gym clothes too. So I won't wear them, but I'll put them on as soon as I get home. Mm-hmm. And then I'll like wear it for a few hours and then change a pair. The other thing is I personally like to like hand wash them and then launder them. Mm-hmm. So they are a little bit more work. But I have had some like issues with sensitivity in that area. Tampons and everything, and I have had like no flare-ups since using period underwear, which you would think like, oh, it's like in contact with your skin, like
yeah,
it would be worse, but
no,
it's not.
I have never in my life been a tampon girl.
Oh really?
Never. Yeah,
really? Oh, I did not know that.
Yep. And I mean, I know like everyone's probably like, ew, that's gross, but like I can't do tampons.
No, I mean, it just is what it is. You know what, you know your body.
I know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I've been really intrigued with period underwear.
But yeah, I think you really, and you know what? Okay, if you do want to spend more, Thinx has a boy short that is the most comfortable to wear to bed.
You have some?
And they're cute. Yes.
Yeah. And they're good though. Like they won't bleed through.
Oh, they are good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we'll influence you. Anyway.
Okay.
After 10 minutes without talking about periods. Could have a whole episode on periods, but period underwear. Go bye.
Okay, my last one is the Skinny Confidential Ice Roller.
Oh, and that one's like expensive, yeah. Like $50.
Like, I want to say like 70.
Oh, that's even more than I thought.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas like 3 years ago.
Okay.
I love my ice roller, and it is so superior to the average ice roller. It really, really is. Okay, like, she lives up to the hype. If you like to ice roll.
Yeah.
If you don't like to ice roll, move along. Like, who cares? But, like, if you like to ice roll and you get an inflamed face, which is, like, my middle name.
Yeah.
Like, I like to ice roll. Anyway, she's good. She's expensive, but she's good.
I love it.
Yeah. So.
Worth it.
Anyway, that's the end of our list. Should we read just a few submissions?
Yeah, let's read a few.
Okay. Let me find my list. Do you want to go first?
Okay, the first one I have is beef tallow.
Okay.
And I'm assuming they're using it as a skincare product.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Does beef tallow smell like what I feel like beef tallow would smell like?
So, is it gross? So, I want to say my sister has used it and like I don't think.
What's it for? Like a moisturizer? Really
yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. Like anything skin related.
Okay.
But I know there are some people that put like essential oils and stuff in it. But I'm like, that kind of defeats the purpose. Like a lot of people are allergic to essential oils, like being put directly on their skin.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know.
You're talking to someone who used to do facials at doTERRA.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't really like, I think if you're going for the pureness of beef tallow on your skin, like you probably shouldn't add anything else to it. But anyway. That's a really great question. I don't think it's terrible, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I have books and all book-related items. Kindle, reading stand for the Kindle, accessories for Kindle. All things Kindle.
That is my middle name.
Yeah.
The next one I have is mouth tape, which I have not tried.
Okay.
Should try, honestly.
Okay, so once upon a time, David was like convinced he needed to mouth tape.
Okay.
Okay. And like you see the ones like the Skinny Confidential makes a mouth tape. I feel like that's the one that you see everyone using.
Okay,
it like looks like lips.
Yeah.
But David was just using like medical tape. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm like a firm believer in mouth taping and like the benefits of mouth taping. I actually trained myself to sleep with my mouth closed.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I don't know how I did that. I'm just awesome. But
you can do anything you set your mind to.
So. I did it because I'm trying to think how long ago it was. Maybe like last summer, I was getting awful dry mouth in the summer. Like horrible. I was waking up with like the worst dry mouth I've ever experienced in my life.
Horrible.
Still don't know why that was happening at that time. But anyway, I literally trained myself to sleep with my mouth closed because I could not stand it any longer. And now it's just like habit. I just sleep with my mouth closed.
Crazy.
But I do believe in the benefits of mouth taping.
Yeah.
I think it's good. So if you don't want to buy the expensive mouth tape, just go get some medical tape.
I don't think you need to buy anything expensive. Just don't use duct tape because ouch.
Yeah. Okay. Dermaclara. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I haven't even used it.
Dermaclara. Okay, so they're like eye patches. Matcha eye patches.
Oh, I like anything matcha.
Yeah. Oh, no. Facial patches? I don't know. I don't actually use eye patches. Do you?
No, I've tried a couple and I didn't think they really did anything, honestly.
Yeah, me too. But these are like full face patches. Like they have a patch for your forehead, under eyes, looks like chin. So
they're not like the friggin' ones that are supposed to replace Botox.
Oh, maybe. I don't
know.
The
frownies.
Okay, they're on Amazon. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Anti-wrinkle face patches.
Okay. I've seen like frownies and they're supposed to like replace Botox. Okay. Someone put the de-choker. So it's supposed to like.
For the kids.
For the kids. Yeah. Like the mask you put on the kids. Honestly, I need. Because I what am think I doing? Every day of my life, if one of my kids chokes, like I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to be looking up Sarah Tripp's video on like how to freaking do the Heimlich. Like, oh my gosh, it scares me so much. But.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I need that one.
Yeah, I feel like every parent needs to have that on hand, honestly.
Honestly.
But, okay, my next one is, Ritual Vitamins, /Symbiotic.
I don't
know what half of these.
That's also a vitamin, right?
Symbiotic.
Yeah. I think so.
Let's look. Okay, I have no idea. Now I'm just getting like the definition of symbiotic.
Yeah, that's not what we need.
Anyway, yeah. Ritual Vitamins, very good. I like. What was the vitamins that you had tried? The ones that they like customized to like you. You like take the quiz and
it was like crap. What were they called?
Yeah, what are those called? Anyway, did you like those? I feel like people can guess what we're talking about.
Yeah. Nah, not really.
No? Okay. No, whatever.
Honestly. The only vitamins I've tried that I actually could tell a difference was a very high quality vitamin D from the brand Up Nourish. That was the only vitamin I've tried that I've been like, this is doing something, like this is helping me. But anyway, someone said the Cozy Curl brand, which is one of those like fabric hair curlers. Where you like wrap it around the fabric and it looks weird on your head.
I have one of those.
And she was like, I paid $45 literally for fabric.
Yeah. I have one of those. I got it for Christmas, but my hair is too short to try.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. $45 for a piece of fabric.
Amazing. Oh, okay. True Lemon. She said, do not like.
I love True Lemon. I don't know what this person was saying.
I love True Lemon.
Not only do I love a True Lemon and True Lime, but also they have just pure, like that brand has pure lemon and lime packets and grapefruit packets.
Oh.
And they taste so good in a soda or a cocktail. Like you just pour one of those packets in like a Diet Coke. Oh, it's so good.
No. I love True Lemon, True Lime. So I did not know about the grapefruit.
Yeah. So yummy.
Oh my gosh.
So good. The next one I have is Dime Perfume, which is a good one because I feel like everybody's tried Dime Perfume all except me. But I know like so many people that have tried Dime Perfume.
Yeah.
Or just the Dime brand in general.
Mm-hmm. I've smelt the Dime Perfumes. I've never purchased.
Yeah. I mean, I think they smell good, but I've heard they just don't last very long on you.
Like a Utah brand. Yeah.
Yeah. Dime. Yeah. Yeah. Which I've tried their full skincare line and it worked for me for like a month and then it stopped working. So
Of course, yes.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I do. Okay, Miss Messy Mouth Stain Remover.
Yeah, it actually works really good.
What is that?
Chelsea's like, gotta Google all Miss this.
Miss Messy Mouth.
What is this?
Yeah, I stain spray. Oh, I actually have this.
Mm-hmm. It's very popular. Okay. Chelsea's like, oh, yes, I was influenced once upon a time.
Yes, I am the owner of Miss Messy Mouth. I didn't know.
I actually prefer, which this is always like on ads too, but the Grandma's Secret Spray or whatever it's called.
Okay.
It's called Grandma's.
Grandma's.
That one's my favorite. But secret. I do think the Miss Messy Mouth works too.
Oh yeah. Grandma's Secret Spot Remover.
Yeah. That's my favorite one.
Let's look.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Oh yeah. I mean, if Grandma's doing it, like, yeah, it's got to be good.
Grandma's on the label. They knew what they were doing with that marketing.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one I have is Perk Energy, which okay. I've never tried, but actually Same. One of my best friends just bought it as well.
What is it?
So they have like a couple different ones, but it's like kind of like an energy drink, but it's like in a powder form.
Okay.
But I think the one that like my friend just purchased, which I don't think she was the one that submitted this, but, you can do it like kind of as like a hot cocoa.
Oh vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've seen it all around. They have it at Costco as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the Base Luggage. Which I'm also like intrigued by Base Luggage. You don't know?
No.
You know Shay Mitchell?
No.
Pretty Little Liars?
Oh, yeah.
Shay Mitchell?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like the creator of Base.
Oh.
And they're a luggage brand. They also sell like makeup bags. And I think they have like a diaper bag.
Oh.
Anyway, they just.
I love a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
cool.
Base Luggage. So funny, she puts the little money emoji because
they're expensive. Okay, the next one is an Olive and June pedicure kit, which my mom submitted this, and I'm pretty sure my older sister has it too.
Yeah, I've heard of this one.
My mom said she really likes all the products except the nail polish. So
okay, isn't their nail polish like clean?
I think it is,
and they're sold at Target or something.
Yeah, I don't know if they're sold at Target, but I think they are a cleaner product.
Yeah, I think so too. Road Beauty.
Oh, and I have their like pocket blush.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Mm-hmm. So good. And the color Freckle, I think.
I've not. Okay, yeah, I've seen the blushes. The Freckle blush I've seen.
It's very good.
Haley actually got me the lip peptide for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And my sisters actually got me another lip peptide for my birthday.
No way. Mm-hmm. We were just all thinking you needed it.
Yeah, two different colors. And I really like. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. You got me Toast and my sisters got me, what's it called? The light pink one.
Oh.
It's called like Lace or something. Okay. Anyway.
I just couldn't pass up the name Toast.
Yeah.
It's just such a good name.
Yeah. Really like. really like. So I am really intrigued by like the milky whatever.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Like, I don't even know what that is.
Me either, but like it's like a milk for your face. It sounds great.
Sounds good.
All right, I have Krayco hand towels.
I know,
which
idea.
These are like geometry hand towels.
Okay.
And I can attest that these are the best hand towels that you could ever own. Because they dry so fast and they just don't feel as yucky. I don't know, hand towels kind of freak me out. This is like a weird thing about me. I just think it's kind of gross because like not all people wash their hands equally, and then they're like all touching a hand towel, you know, like some people wash the hand for 10 seconds and then they touch the hand towel, and then I wash my hands for the full alphabet.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm touching the hand towel that they only washed for 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hand towels
it's
are
like
gross.
Kind of gross. Anyway, I mean, not that this like eliminates that, but they do dry a lot faster. I have one that you can feel.
Okay.
Because, yeah, the material, it's just like it's unmatched.
But they're expensive.
They are. The Krayco, I think, are cheaper than geometry. Okay. But you just have to get them on sale. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Look for the sale.
For sure. Okay.
Should we wrap up?
Yeah. This will be my last one.
Okay.
Cake nipple covers.
Oh. I
literally don't even have a use for them.
I use my cakes almost every single day.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I mean, I am a gym girly. And so just like anytime I want my nipples covered, that's what I use. And you can't see them through clothes. I've also used them with swimsuits.
You don't see like the lining?
Uh-uh.
Specifically the cake brand?
Yeah. I've tried others and they're not the same.
Not as good.
Yeah. They have different sizes too. They have different skin colors. I think they're definitely a superior brand. They are not sticky.
What are they?
They're
then?
Grippy. Okay. I think that's their whole like idea. So they're not going to like damage your nipple because there are nipple covers that really can damage your
nipple.
I've
never even thought of this.
Trust me. Trust me.
Haley's like, my nipples have been through it.
Yeah. So yeah, they're grippy, not sticky. So you have to wear them with, you can't just wear them with a baggy t-shirt and like call it a day. Like you have to wear them with something that's going to hold them to your boob. But it's just so like if you don't want your nipples showing through, like a swimsuit that's not padded or a sports bra that's not padded enough or like a really tight tank top. I've literally worn them with like a shirt that is kind of like tight at the top and then kind of like baby dolls out. So like, you know, like a cute little summer vibe with no bra.
Okay.
Love. Wear them almost every single day. And I have two pairs because.
But see, this is, I would want to just wear them with a t-shirt.
I know. And that's, I mean, then you have to sacrifice your nipples for that. Sorry.
Not sacrificing my nipples.
And that could be bad. That could hurt. So I don't know. I'm a big fan. So whoever wrote this, just like, message me. I can tell you all the ways to use them. They're great. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm intrigued now.
Who wrote it?
No, I'm intrigued. Oh. I want to use it.
Yeah, I love them.
I want to try.
Yeah, I can show you them next time I'm wearing them. I'll just whip them out.
Okay, perfect.
No shame.
All right. Well, thank you so much to everyone that submitted. That was fun. I mean, it's fun to hear like what piques everyone's interest.
Yeah.
Like, what would you buy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would you spend your hard-earned money on?
Yeah.
I mean, me, everything.
Like, yeah. Obviously. And I mean, they just know what they're doing. They can get you so good with, like, an Instagram ad or just, like, an influencer telling you about it. Like,
yeah, it's so funny because when crazy. You think about being influenced, it's really just, like, word of mouth is all that it is.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's funny because it's, like, you either, like, really trust an influencer or, like you said, it's just, like simply an ad. And you're just sold by it.
Sold.
It's interesting to think about, but yeah, it's not hard to make me buy something, honestly.
I know.
Hate to admit that, but
I love to spend money as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening today. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. Follow us on TikTok. We're at 2blondes1pod. And give us a rate and review on the podcast. We hope you guys have a great week and we will talk to you next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.